AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has no problem with the handling of Iran and the sending of more U.S. troops to the Middle East.
I think the administration is handling it correctly.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump doesn't want war.
It's been our mission since the beginning of this administration to convince the Iranian regime not to move forward with their nuclear program and not to continue to engage in development of their missiles and all the other activities, the malign activities that they've been engaged in around the world.
But Pompeo says the U.S. needs to be ready in case Iran makes a bad decision. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says U.S. policy regarding Iran has been erratic.
We need the president to lay out what he thinks the problem is, and there is a problem, how he wants to deal with it, and what are his limits in dealing with it, before action.
There will be new leadership at the Defense Department. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Patrick Shanahan does not want the permanent job.
Shanahan's been running the Pentagon since Jim Mattis resigned in January. President Trump announced recently he'd nominated Shanahan for the permanent job, but today tweeted Shanahan is withdrawing. Shanahan himself says he's resigning his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary as well. In a written statement, he says a deeply personal family situation is being dredged up, and moving ahead with his confirmation would hurt his kids. Shanahan's nomination had never been formally sent to the Senate. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will become the Pentagon's acting chief. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump announces tonight he's running for a second term, and organizers are launching their protest in Orlando, Florida, at a nearby gay bar where a mariachi band and a drag queen will perform. Lawmakers in California put together a compromise. Public health officials would have more oversight of doctors and schools with high numbers of medical exemptions for vaccinations. This is AP Radio News. Mohamed Morsi has been buried in Egypt.
His defense team says the former president was buried in a Cairo Eastern District under heavy security a day after his dramatic death. Morsi's son, Ahmed, says security agencies refused to allow his father to be buried at the family's cemetery in his hometown and instead had him interred in a cemetery dedicated to prominent Islamists. Security agents turned reporters away from the cemetery, banning them from taking photographs of the funeral. Reporters were also barred from traveling to Morsi's hometown. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Red Sox star David Ortiz has been upgraded from guarded to good condition at a Boston hospital. Ortiz was shot in his native Dominican Republic. Police there identified the man they believe paid hitmen to try to kill Ortiz. The suspect is one of 10 that authorities have detained. They're looking for at least two other people mentioned in court documents. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.